The Y100 715 second date update starts now.
Trying to help out Yvonne this morning on the 715 second date update. Shiara and Beth on Y100. So kind of a cool way they met. They were floating the river. Their kind of group of friends tied up to each other and they were floating and they exchanged numbers at the end of the float. She said, we had a great time, but I haven't heard from him since then.
She felt like it was fate and a perfect scenario, and that's the worst. When you talk to a guy, you feel like it could go somewhere and then they just disappear off the face of the earth.
Tell me about it.
It's so frustrating. It really is. And then as a girl, you're like, do I reach out? I don't want to seem crazy.
Right. All right. Well, listen, let's do this. We're going to try to call Derek and see what's going on. See if we can get a hold of him.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Derek?
Yeah, this is Derek.
Perfect.
Hey, Derek, it's good to hear your voice, man. This is JR and Beth from Y100 here in San Antonio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. A little random, I know. Do you have a second? We want to see if we could talk to you on the air, actually. We're doing our show right now. We're doing something called a 715 second date update, but it's a little different in your case. Would it be cool if we just asked you a couple questions?
Yeah, sure, I guess so.
All right, very cool. We wanted to ask you about this girl, Yvonne. I guess, I'm guessing it was about a week ago, you guys met at the river. I guess both of your groups of friends were floating together. You guys tied up, exchanged numbers, and she's been waiting to hang out with you. She was hoping that you would, text her to set up a date or something like that. And I guess you have just gone cold on her and have not texted her at all. And she kind of was just left hanging, wondering, well, what happened?
I went online, social media, Facebook, wherever, to try and, do some research and see if I could turn her up through mutual friends. And kind of as a last ditch, Yvonne, San Antonio, and just some other random keywords into Google. And I got images that were surprising.
Okay. Images of her, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Pretty risque, kind of thirsty-looking images.
Did you just say thirsty?
Thirsty-looking.
I couldn't. I mean, thank God I didn't do this search, like, at the office, because
it
would have been, bad news. But these look like, I mean, they were kind of, like, studio sexy pics, like, not...
Someone
did, like, with a selfie or something.
We don't really need all of San Antonio going to Google search this.
Yeah, well
so seriously, though.
Derek, let me ask you, are you 100% positive that was her in the photos?
I am 100% positive that was her in the pictures.
So you saw these photos and you just said, this isn't really for me, and that's why you haven't really reached out.
Yeah.
Derek, we actually have Yvonne on the phone. We want to bring her back in.
All right.
Yvonne.
Yeah, I really don't understand. I mean, those pictures are from a long time ago. I mean, that was like 3 years ago. I don't understand why you're making a big deal out of it. I modeled for a friend's portfolio. He's a super close friend, super tasteful, really talented, and I just wanted to help him out.
Did you make any money from it?
What does that even matter? It's like not even anyone's business if she models for her friend or not.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's now everybody's business if it's online.
Yeah, but we're not trying to slander her name.
No, of course not. We don't even have her last name.
I don't know what kind of career you're trying to advance, I guess.
Not a career. No, I just, my buddy asked me to help him out. We have been friends since we were like kids. I wasn't going to say no. I mean, he needs to put a portfolio together to make money. I did it just out of the kindness of my heart. He's super talented. I believe in his talent. I'm going to stand by that.
Right.
I don't think it's a big deal.
That's even worse. I mean, you're going to take sexy pics and not get paid for it, and then they're out there for the entire world to see.
This sounds more like an insecurity issue, actually, on your part, Derek. Because
you think so?
I think we don't know what type of pictures these are. We don't know to what degree. We don't know what it's of. I have no interest in going to search and find out for myself. That is none of my business.
Well, right. We'll have Chris do it.
No, but at the same time, it's like he's seeing all these things and putting all these things out there, but we don't have the full story. Like, we can only go off of what she's also telling us.
Okay, well, here's what I want to ask. First of all, Yvonne, did you know these photos were out there? Did you know that they existed?
They're in a portfolio.
No, I understand that, but did you know that they were online?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't understand the big deal here, because, like, I don't know, like, if he wanted a copy. Like, I'll get him copies right. if that's what he wants.
I don't
understand.
I don't need the copies. All I need to do is do a Google image search, and there they are. I can print as many as I want for myself.
Derek, is this a deal breaker for you?
Kind of a lot of the mystery is gone now. So now we're changing.
Foot and mouth now. Yeah, okay.
All right. I love it. Derek, so are you saying that this is a deal breaker for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, Yvonne. Well, listen, there's your answer. Now you know why he has not gotten back to you. You do you. Whatever makes you feel empowered, that's up to you. 100%. So I appreciate you reaching out to us. We got you some answers. Derek, thanks for coming on the phone with us as well. And I wish you both luck, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.